The UK's first 10K race for VI runners returned to Bristol on Sunday the 25th of September. One of the runners was Teresa Cryer, and I'm joined by Teresa and also a guide runner, Colin Johnson, who also partnered with the Great Run Company responsible for putting on the event. So thanks very much, both of you, for joining me.
Hello.
Great. Thanks. Great to be here.
Colin, I'll start with yourself. How did this race come around?
Well, it started really, I'd been guiding for about 6 years, and in many of the races where I've been guiding, and one of them was the Great North Run, I'd often have a start for and a race dedicated to wheelchair users, and they would have the elite women, and they may have a separate start for VI people, but no actual categories or no trophies or anything. And I just thought, why not? And part of that, we want to encourage other people to take up running and other VI people to give running a go. So we thought, well, what better way of having won a race that rewarded people for their efforts and had trophies for VI people. And also so others could see their peers taking part and think, well, if they are, then I can. And that's part of it. That was the inspiration behind the race was to try and inspire others to take part and give running a go.
And as I mentioned, it was the second year in a row. So how many people turned out for it?
The Bristol 10K, there's two races at the same time. So there's a half marathon and also a 10K. We had about 40 people on the start line of the 10K. And then the half marathon, there was another, I think, 9 VI. So 18 people with guides on the half marathon. So that was great this year to have those sort of numbers. But always we could get more and would like to have more as well.
Also joined by Teresa Cryer. And you're actually, your guide runner is Colin. And this is your second year taking part in the event. How was the race itself?
Like you say, this was my second time taking part in the 10K challenge, and yeah, it was like an amazing feeling being on the start line with everyone else. It was buzzing, it's exciting, yeah, just a really good feeling.
And where did you finish?
So I finished third female, which was really exciting. So I managed to last year I wanted to try, because you're always trying to sort of reach a goal, so I wanted to try and get a sub 60 last year with my guide, and yeah, he kind of paced me around and we did it, and I was just over the moon. So this year it's like, I wonder if I could do that again, get a sub 60. And I beat it, got a PB, did it in 57 minutes this year, so just over 57, and was third female. So I was just over the moon with that. I was like, I couldn't believe it. It was brilliant.
Can you tell us about your own sight loss condition, please, Teresa?
Okay, yeah. So I was diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa in 2006. Started off with like getting headaches, so went to the doctors. They suggested I have my eyes tested, and they detected something wasn't right, then deferred me for more tests at the eye hospital. And then they detected, I was told sort of there and then, you know, I had retinitis pigmentosa. Growing up, I had sight. I learned to drive. So on the day of my diagnosis, I was told there and then to stop driving and was just kind of left to it and sent home. So it came as a bit of a shock. There's no one else in my family that have it. So yeah, it was a complete shock.
And were you running before?
No, I wasn't. No, I mean, I've always been interested in sport. I mean, I love sport at school and I've always gone to the gym, but I've never took up running and I don't know why.
What advice would you give to others thinking about taking this up?
Yeah, just give it a try. Like, don't be afraid of the word running. I mean, I didn't run. I started off like walk running, like couch to 5K. And, you know, it's so lovely to be outdoors. I mean, we run in all weathers and it is just a great feeling, the freedom that it gives you. I use like a long cane, so you're concentrating all the time, sort of navigating around the streets and getting from A to B and having the freedom of running and you know, the feeling that it gives you is just amazing. And running with your guide, we have good fun, you know, is good fun as well.
And Colin, often visually impaired people find it difficult to match up with guide runners. You don't have more friends, do you?
Yeah, well, I mean, we formed a group online called VI Runners Bristol, but there's over 500 people in that group. And the idea, the principle is, you know, there are lots of other runners and lots of other guides on there. And if you're in need of a guide, you can just post a request, say, I'm looking for a guide to do a distance or at a certain time. And the idea is that they would then, someone would pipe up and say, yeah, I can do that. I can be there. The challenge isn't really necessarily finding guides. We can get a lot of guides. It's actually reaching out to all the people that are sitting at home thinking, oh, I don't think I could do that, or I'm a bit nervous, or I couldn't. Honestly, anyone out there who's not sure whether they could do it, honestly, if you can put one foot in front of the other, you can run.
So obviously this year's 10K was a success. Colin, you're involved in organising these events. What's next?
We're hoping to do, again, the Bristol 10K next year. We're going to talk to the Great Run Company about trying to host other events that they have around the country. That could be Manchester, the Great North. I'm working on an idea of talking to the National Trust about having a blindfolded race. This is where you would have sighted people. They would enter as a pair. And one of them would wear a blindfold and the other one would guide them. And then they would swap over. And the race would be to try and see if you could beat other VI guided people. And it's all about just trying to encourage inclusivity and awareness.
And Teresa, you are training for the big one, the ultra run. What is that exactly? It sounds difficult.
So it's anything over a marathon distance. So 20 marathon distance is 26.2 miles. So it's anything over that distance. So this will be my very first one. I will start, training soon in November. And it's the Green Boy race, which will be 30 miles, which takes place next March.
Well, I know you were telling me you've completed half marathons, London marathons, you've taken all the steps up. So it's a natural progression. We wish you lots of luck. And just quickly, if anyone would like to find out more about visually impaired running or getting in touch with guide runners, can you just give me contact details?
Yeah, so my contact details, happy to share as well. So if you're on Facebook, then there is a group called VI Runners Bristol. That's a Facebook group that are very welcome to join and make contact there. Also, my phone number, happy for anyone to call, would be 07949 696 751.
Well, it's been brilliant chatting to both of you. Teresa, good luck with the future races and the
ultra.
And Colin, keep providing these opportunities for blind and partially sighted people to get active. Thanks for your time on RNIB.
Thank you.
Thank you, Barry.